Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Holiday travels changed as more people hit the roads and skies earlier in the Thanksgiving week, but ABC's Morgan Norwood says what has not changed, number of people returning today.
Millions of Americans returning home from their Thanksgiving holiday.
We did get here 5 hours early and we can't check our bags yet.
At Orlando International Airport.
There's so many people over there.
In Charlotte, the backup started well before travelers even got to the terminal. Bumper-to-bumper traffic and an hour just to get to the terminal doors.
Weather could complicate today's travels as snow is expected in the Midwest, turning to rain as it heads east. Hamas released 17 more hostages Saturday after an hours-long delay as Hamas accused Israel of violating their agreement. 39 Palestinian prisoners were released by Israel. And the Vatican says Pope Francis will skip his weekly appearance at the window overlooking St. Peter's Square a day after saying the soon-to-be 87-year-old had a case of the mild flu. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new survey finds immigrant students need better help in school. Edwin J. Vieira has more.
The Youth Truth Reimagining Migration Survey was designed to examine the perspective of immigrant students as to how they're doing in school. The survey finds immigrant students don't feel they can be themselves there. There was also middling scores when asked if they feel like part of their school's community. Adam Strom with Reimagining Migration describes the importance of an immigrant student's native language to their education.
If you're in a school where folks are encouraging you to speak your own home language when appropriately, your school experience is much better. You have a much stronger sense of belonging. You have a much stronger sense that your peers like you. You see yourselves in textbooks more. You see yourself in the classroom more in what's being taught.
He notes if schools take the opposite approach, this can increase a student's sense of isolation. While there has been more attention paid to immigrant students' mental health, cultural and attitudinal barriers like stigma remain a factor. Though there are ways to ensure immigrant students feel included, there are some challenges to making these work. Along with anti-immigrant sentiments flooding the country, teacher shortages mean educators can't be one-on-one with their students. But Jimmy Simpson Jr. with Youth Truth says another factor is that immigrant students are more than immigrants.
So thinking that there are migrant students also part of the LGBTQ community, Black immigrant students or brown or BIPOC immigrant students, they have very different types of experiences than a migrant student who may be white.
Simpson adds, seeing people beyond just being immigrants goes a long way to creating a welcoming environment for immigrant students in schools. This is Edwin J. Vieira. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Badgers run past Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers finally went back to their roots, the running game, and won back the Paul Bunyan axe over Minnesota. The final, Badgers 28, Minnesota 14. Luke Fickell on his players' effort.
I haven't felt it since Purdue. After that, I don't know that I had felt that energy from that position in particular. It's had some games, and if I've got the biggest smile on my face, it's because of that. It's because of the line of scrimmage. It's because of the ability to pound it and wear somebody down.
Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen rushed for 167 yards and two touchdowns. Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck.
Well, he's really good because he is an elite back. If you hit him high, it doesn't make it bounce. You bounce off like a bowling ball. I mean, just boom, boom. He just... However, we're playing some guys right now that are getting some of their first experience at a very young age. That's really what it was. It was a lot of missed tackles.
That's Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, outdoor writer Ron Weber joins us again with another story from his Northwoods Deer Camp. Dan Durbin previews the all-new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo coming to Oshkosh December 8 through 11. And outdoor writer Al Cornell talks about his new book, A Year at a Beaver Pond. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best. Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining me once again from his home in Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, opening weekend is well behind us. How did it go with your hunters?
We pulled a couple of deer off of the property in Arpen, and it was a quick action at about 8:15 on opening morning, and that was it. That was two deer we saw, two deer we put down, and that's been it on opening weekend. So, but I'm gonna still hunt through this weekend and muzzleloader and probably antlerless as well, the way things are going for me this deer season. So haven't got Robert a deer yet either, so we're gonna hopefully get that happen and either this weekend or certainly for the antlerless. Might try, I haven't had him try shooting the muzzleloader before, but so we may wait for antlerless before he can use his 243 again.
Got it. Is he still excited even though he didn't get one opening weekend?
Oh, yeah. He's actually the one that saw the deer that I ended up actually shooting on opening day. He was totally, totally excited. It was one of the few times that he was really, like, truly engaged in kind of the whole atmosphere. As he gets older, he's just got a little bit more interest in it. And he sat the blind. He's like, "Dad, you're shaking. Are you sure you're not cold?" I was like, no, it's just the excitement. And a few minutes later, he's like, "Dad, you're still shaking. Are you sure you're not cold?" So I hope I never lose that. And it was just neat for him to see all that. So.
Yep. I know what you're talking about. My friend Lauren Voss says, when I lose that shaking, when you shoot one or see one, whether it's a deer or a turkey, he said, then it's time to hang it up. I didn't do much shaking this weekend, this past weekend. Our group got three deer, nothing big. We spooked a couple of bucks or saw a couple of bucks that we didn't get shots at, and that happens, you know. But the key thing for me was, Jeff, I can hear. You know, I've got these new hearing aids, and chipmunks sound like elephants now, so no deer is going to sneak past me. Interesting thing, preliminary harvest totals, opening weekend totals are down from last year, fewer bucks, and overall, I think that's mostly because there's no snow and people can't see them, but that's the way it goes. We'll see how things go this weekend, and we can have a full report on next week's show. Well, coming up, author Al Cornell talks about his new book, A Year at a Beaver Pond. Outdoor writer Ron Weber comes back with another story from his deer camp in Bayfield County. And Dan Durbin previews the all-new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo coming to Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through 11th. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like him on Facebook, too.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9 is here at the Big G. I got her on the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13, gonna wheel her into the village pit stop, top hill and butternut. That's Big Ten Fall, Big G. This here prime time, both my tanks are running low. Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Turn and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, top the hill in Barnett, Wisconsin.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The all-new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo is coming to Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through the 10th, and for advanced tickets and a sneak peek at the expo, you can visit icefishexpo.com.
But joining us now to give us an in-depth look at what this new show entails is Dan Durbin. He and his partner, Jeff Bast, run the popular Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison. I'm sure many of you have been to that. And now they're launching this new expo aimed at ice fishermen. Dan, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Great, great. Thank you so much for having me. We're doing it again. Can you believe that?
Yes, you're launching another. Well, you guys are so successful at everything you do. It's got to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking at your website, icefishexpo.com, which is an easy name to remember. You've got an exciting expo lined up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really excited as well. I mean, one of the reasons we had this show is because we had a ton of vendors at our other show and consumers that were like, Wisconsin needs their own flagship dedicated vertical ice fishing show. When you got Minnesota with three or four big ones, believe it or not, people will drive all the way out there, you know, from Milwaukee to get there. And it just seemed like a natural fit. We already had a kind of a blueprint on the media and the advertising and stuff, and we're really fired up about it.
Okay, so it's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you've got some top seminar speakers. Tell us a little bit about some of those guys.
Yeah, these are just a lot of guides that are around the area and out of state. Larry Smith, I'm sure you're aware of him.
Oh, yeah.
And Troy Peterson.
Yep.
Tommy Kimos is going to be giving one on not just forward-facing seminar, but 2D as well. And Eric Trampy, Pat Hamilton, and probably the biggest name we have right now is Tom Boley, who's just an absolute social madman in terms of influencers. He's going to be giving 2 seminars on walleye fishing through the ice. He is just the hot ticket right now. He's a really knowledgeable guy.
Well, that's good. He's a new name to me, but then I don't follow all the ice fishing circuit folks. I know a lot of the pros, but, you know, as we, and you're getting there too, as you are in this business for 20, 30, or in my case, almost 50 years, the names change a lot. And some of these young guys, they're really hot guns, you know, in their early 20s or 30s for sure, if they stay with it. So that's great that you got some good speakers, and there's things for families too.
Oh, gosh, there's a whole kids zone that Ice Junkies are putting on where we'll have our trout pond, of course, but we have an ice hole toss, which is kind of like cornhole. But these bags are labeled, and each one represents a weight.
Okay.
And there's like a mini tournament for them. We'll have 6 boards going. We have an ice shack setup game where the kids are timed setting up the shacks. See how fast they can get them up. They win a prize. Kids Bingo, which is a really popular event. They'll go to about 6 different vendors and get their card punched. And at the end of it, they'll get a free Acme spoon and some other goodies. It's probably a $7 or $8 gift bag for the first $250 each day. And then, of course, we'll have Santa there on Sunday from 10 to 2, and he'll be giving out prizes as well.
And people don't go to an expo just to eat, but you've got a special treat for folks who are looking for food during the expo, don't you?
Yep, you're not going to find a bunch of Nescos sitting around with hamburgers in their stew. It's we have 4 food trucks coming, a Euro truck, a gourmet sub truck, and then a conventional brat burger. But they're quarter pound quality burgers, and then we have a hot and cold coffee truck coming as well.
Nice, and those trucks will be stationed close to the buildings?
Yes, yeah, so they'll be in between. We have 2 buildings, and we're actually completely full now with both of them. So over 100 vendors representing about 40,000 square feet. To put that in perspective, if you pull up to a Cabela's, picture that, but with just ice stuff.
Oh.
The whole thing was ice.
Oh, my gosh.
It's big. Amongst those food trucks, we're going to have these, they call them wheelhouses or ice houses. I think we have 9 of them set up, and they're probably up to 22, 23 feet long, anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000. They're huge in Minnesota. They're just starting to catch on here because you can use them for ice fishing. They're all dialed in with the holes and stuff, but then you can drop them, you know, in deer camp if you want. Take them out, you know, to any state park. And so they're really a 4-season thing, but Wisconsin's behind the game a little bit. We're not Minnesota in terms of those. Those are just going to be awesome to walk through, grab something to eat out there, you know, when you're going between the 2 buildings.
Nice. Yeah. My son, John, and I went up to Lake of the Woods last winter, and we were driving up on a Sunday, and ice houses were coming south and east as we were going north and west. I didn't count them, but there must have been 200 or 300, and every one of them behind, you know, a $50,000, $60,000 truck. And I was telling John, boy, these people have a lot of money to invest in a few weekends of walleye fishing on
you know, Mille Lacs or Lake of the Woods or whatever. But as you say, it's a new thing to Wisconsin folks, and I'm sure there are some people who want to get in on that fun.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's huge. And we actually have a company that'll rent them, so you don't have to invest in the whole thing. Take one out, drop her on bagels, and give it a week. That's an option, too.
Great. And then you've got an ice house village or ice shelter village, you're calling it?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're calling that outside area. But inside, we'll also have all the shacks from Clam and Eskimo and the bigger manufacturers and stuff. So we're pretty much, gosh, anything you'd want in a flip-up or hub style, it's going to be there.
And the show hours for folks who are planning ahead?
Yep, the show hours are Friday 1 to 7, Saturday 9 to 7, and Sunday 9 to 4.
And they can buy tickets online or at the door, right?
Yep, it's $10. There's a little server fee if you buy it online. Another thing, too, 12 and under are free, just like our other shows. And at this show, free parking, which is huge. It's almost unheard of these days.
That is huge. And for a guy who's traveling alone, a lot of people carpool to go to one of these things because, you know, it's sometimes yeah. $8 or $10 to park, you know, like in Milwaukee yep. now or Madison. So
you're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing I just want to point out, I mean, this show, it's sort of the model that we did with our open water show in that you can get all the big brands. We have them all there, you know, Rapala, Normark, you know, Ion, Eskimo, all those guys are there, and they bring in a ton of stuff, but we've got a ton of boutique ice tackle shops and just products that you probably have never even heard of that you can't even find in the store. So that's really unique. I mean, and I think people, especially in Wisconsin, they see some of this stuff and just be amazed.
And, you know, I have said this before. I don't know if I've ever said it to you, but I think ice fishermen are among the most inventive of outdoorsmen because you're sitting out there for a long time and you're thinking, you know, I could do it better than whatever this gizmo or that gadget is, right. You know, and a lot of things have come out of that. That's where the clam ice shelters came from and the drill augers and all, everything like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there for sure, and some of those are the ones that do kind of spawn into the what you see at the show. And you're going to talk to, a lot of times, you're going to talk right to the owner or the person that invented it. So they're going to be able to dial you in and just probably give an experience that, you know, that we haven't seen here in a while.
Nice. All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much. We hope you have a great turnout, and it's a good weekend. There isn't much of anything else going on that weekend.
You know what? Actually, we got lucky. There's no Packer game that weekend.
Oh, really?
There is no game that weekend, so there's no excuses. Come on out to the Hardwater stuff. But you know what? We will have a Green Bay Packer there on Sunday in the Wisconsin Outdoor News booth. Bill Schrader will be there. He's a good guy. We just actually went musky fishing a few weeks ago, and he got a nice 40-incher up in Green Bay, and he does our open water show every couple of years as well.
Yep, I've seen him at those shows, and I read your article. It was a great story. It was good to see him. And folks who want to meet a Packers legend, go to the show, and you'll meet Billy Schrader. All right, Dan, thanks so much. We will send a lot of folks to your show. The Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, coming to the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through 10, icefishexpo.com.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks so much for your support. I appreciate it.
You bet. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like him on Facebook, too.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text ORDER to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ORDER to 321-321. That's ORDER to 321-321.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Highs around 28 today. Under cloudy skies with snow likely. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows around 10. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 18. Cloudy skies expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 22. 33 Wednesday. Another look at the short range. High of 28 today. Lows level off around 10 above tonight. We should top off around 18 tomorrow. About an inch of snow today with another dusting Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small, and we're coming to you from our respective deer camps this weekend. And joining me now to talk about his deer camp in Bayfield County is Ron Weber. He's a Wisconsin DNR forester. He works out of the Ladysmith office. He's also a freelance outdoor writer. And he was on last week's show, and in case you missed it, we'll tell you where you can listen to that in just a second. He shared a story about some memories from past hunts. And you can listen to that story on last week's show at lake-link.com/radio. You just click on my show and show 1846, and you'll find it there. You can also listen to more of his stories at wisconsinlife.org if you just type in his name, Ron Weber. Well, Ron, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Good to be back again, Dan.
You are at deer camp, and you typically spend 9 days of gun deer season up there in Bayfield County, don't you?
Yep, I'll be up here on a camp right here on the shores of Lake Namatagan. My last day of hunting will be Saturday. We'll close up the camp and head back on Sunday, but I'll be hunting through Saturday.
Yeah, okay, and we talked a little off air about fewer hunters this year. We'll get into that in just a little bit. And I'd like to hear how your first weekend went. But before we do that, let's hear your story come opening day, which kind of sets the tone for most of us last weekend, maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning, as, you know, the big day approaches. So why don't you share that with us? And folks who did hunt opening weekend can think back on what it was like for them just a few days ago.
I would be glad to, Dan. Here we go. Come opening day. Opening day 2022, deep in the heart of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest near Clam Lake in Bayfield County. Scattered gunshots greet the daylight, heightening the excitement unique to opening morning. Only time would tell what waited for me down the trail. As the shots become more infrequent and the morning wears on, a hint of doubt enters my mind as I think to myself, maybe I should have sat somewhere else. Suddenly at about 10 a.m., a deer materializes, seeming periods of 20 minutes or so of absolute silence. It is rare that nature and man conspire to make such an offer. No gunshots, car horns, blue jays, ravens, squirrels, or other usual denizens of the woods. Even the wind falls quiet. I strain my ears trying to hear something, but there is only deafening silence. As the curtain falls on another opening day, I climb out of my stand with nothing to show for 10.5 hours of sitting, but an empty lunch bag, two great silences, a doe sighted, and the vision of a trophy buck stepping out of the spruce. Like all the opening days before, it had been a great day, a memorable day. Did I say nothing to show for my time in the woods? What more could I have asked for? Did I get my deer? Does it really matter? I'll paraphrase the great Wisconsin conservationist Aldo Leopold to answer that question. What was big was not the rack, but the chance. What was full was not my tag, but my memory. That comes from Leopold's Sand County Almanac, a book every hunter, no, check that, every person should read. It can change one's view of the natural world and your place in it. No, I didn't get my deer, but there is always the next day, the next season. The 12 months between opening days is a necessary interlude to heighten the anticipation for the coming of that one special day each year. It has the power to remind even us adults of the magical feeling of a child awaiting a visit from Santa on Christmas Eve. As the days shorten and the sun's warmth begins to wane, all of nature takes note. Animals are busily packing on weight or stocking their shelves in anticipation of the coming winter. Plants similarly go dormant or die, the green of spring and summer steadily receding, culminating in one final and glorious burst of color before the more steely, stark landscape of November takes hold. Hunters take notice, too, as that special day moves just weeks away. Just when the anticipation becomes almost unbearable, it finally arrives. Come opening day, I will be just where I've always been since I was 13, in the big woods of southern Bayfield County, waiting to write the next chapter in the story. Too excited to sleep very well, I will arise early and get myself ready. Walking in the pre-dawn darkness, vision of what awaits for me will flash through my mind. Settled in with my back against a tree, I will wait patiently and thankfully for whatever gifts the hand of fate offers. If it can't be the buck that lives in the shadowy spruce of my mind, then this once upon a time kid will gladly welcome a visit from Santa instead.
Yeah, well, let's not keep the suspense going too much longer. How was this year's opening day for you?
Well, like in the story, it was a great day, and it was a memorable day, even though I did not see a hair of a deer. It was very slow in the deer department, but it was such a nice opening day to just sit in the woods. The temperatures were perfect. You didn't have to worry about being cold, but not too warm. It was just perfect. It was such a beautiful blue sky. So it was a good day, just uneventful on the deer front.
Yes, it was a different day from last year, a real big shift in the weather. You and I were both hunting Bayfield County last year and this year, and I think last year it was below zero wind chills, some snow on the ground, a lot of snow in some places.
We had pretty good snow coming down for about the first 3 or 4 hours in the morning. It was like a blizzard, and then eventually that waned and the snow stopped, and way different than this year.
Yeah. Now, we're recording this midweek. You've been hunting several days. Have you seen deer? Have you shot a deer?
I still have not seen a deer.
Wow.
So I have not shot a deer. I believe so far there's been 42 legal hunting hours, and I've hunted 38 of them on my stand or in the woods. Nothing to show for it yet as far as deer sighted. Say it's been tough sledding. The deer are winning at this point.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're not alone. Our camp actually killed 3 deer opening weekend. We saw a few more deer, but at any rate, that's what we got in the first weekend. Now, you mentioned hearing sporadic shooting in 2022. What was it like this year?
impacted by the wind and the weather conditions, so any shots you could hear last year would have had to have been reasonably close to you.
Yeah.
This year, you could hear in every direction and hear very well. And for the first couple hours of the season, there was shooting. There was adequate amount, I would say, for up north big woods hunting, but it was very short-lived. I actually heard my last shot for the morning at 10 o'clock, and then I never heard another shot until 10 after 4 in the afternoon.
Wow.
It was overall a very quiet opening day, and it's been a very quiet season. Sunday, there was hardly any shooting, and now the last couple days, like I was telling you earlier, you would hardly know there's a deer season going on.
Yeah. You and I remarked that we don't see guys in cars driving around in orange. We don't see deer hanging in camps. I don't even see many camps anymore. I would guess a lot of that is due to the weather. There's no snow, so people can't see them as well.
Yeah. It definitely makes it a different kind of hunt because, exactly, you can't see them as well. With no snow on the ground, generally I'll sit the first day or two almost always from dark to dark. But I really do like to get around and sneak and sit. I'll sneak from one spot to another and maybe sit in an area for an hour or two and sneak over to another area. And yeah, when there's no snow and it's crunchy, the leaves, I tend not to do that as much. So I've been doing a lot more just sitting, not as much walking around.
Yeah.
Now today with the light rain we had, I was able to actually get out kind of move around a little bit more, not make much noise, cover a little ground, and do some of that sneak and sit hunting. Nothing yet today, though.
Yeah, I hear you. Did you evoke some memories as you did on past hunts?
Oh, sure. In fact, I was thinking of the first year I actually hunted up here, a memory that happened on the second day that I had hunted up here back in, was it 1980 was the first year I hunted up here. This was back when the deer population up here was also fairly modest. There weren't a lot of deer. You had to work pretty hard to see deer. And I remember the first deer I saw in the big woods up here, and it just sort of, that came back to me because I was kind of like this year when I hadn't been seeing a lot. It was like the third day, I think, of the season that year. Hadn't seen anything the first 2 days, and I was sitting up in my stand, and it was about 10 after 4 in the evening. You got to remember that I was 13 at the time, and all of a sudden in my view, here comes this deer moving in front of me, and it was almost like I was dreaming, you know. It was just a doe, and it ended up being two more with it. I believe it was a doe and two fawns. I just remember how excited I got when I saw those deer. At first, though, it's almost like it didn't register to me. I had bull hunted by then down in the central part of the state around the Mead Wildlife Area. I had seen deer before and everything. But up here in the big woods, I wasn't expecting to see a whole lot. My brothers had tempered me and told me not to expect to see as many deer as we saw down in the central part of the state. So when I saw those ones, I got pretty excited. So I remember that this year. It's been a sparse season so far. I remember just sitting there that high looking out there, and all of a sudden there they were.
Yeah.
Way deer materialize out of nowhere sometimes.
It is amazing. It's just all of a sudden there he is. Where did he come from or where did she come from? Yeah, I've had that experience myself. Well, Ron, we're going to let you go, and I wish you luck for the rest of the season. And we will send folks to the website to listen to your other stories if they want to do that. So thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your hunt up there.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Dan. If you ever get a chance to get out more yet this year, you have good luck too.
Thank you very much. Ron Weber sharing his story come opening day. If you want to hear more of his stories, go to wisconsinlife.org and just type in his name, Ron Weber. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
KensCarpetCenter.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
It's the new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, December 8th through 10th, Sunnyview Expo Center, Oshkosh. Deals on ice gear from giant manufacturers and brands not found in stores. Seminars from Larry Smith, Tom Boley, and many more. Kids Zone, Trout Pond, Santa, and free giveaways all 3 days, plus awesome food trucks. The family will love the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo. Kids 12 and under are free and free parking. Go to icefishexpo.com for info. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Ion, Eskimo, Ice Team, Acme, and Wi-Fi.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Florence County Forestry and Parks is happy to announce their new online registration system for access to our Lake Emily and West Bass Lake campgrounds, pavilions, boat launch yearly passes, and information on the Kai's Peak Ski Lodge. FlorenceCountyParks.com is the site. It is currently live for you to see how it functions, and you can set up your account sign-in for when you're ready to reserve sites starting on January 1st, 2024. So check out FlorenceCountyParks.com and get ready for 2024.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93SV display, and a lithium battery. All packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Headed out to deer hunt? Make CWD testing part of your plan this season. Deer hunters in Wisconsin play an essential role in keeping the herd healthy by testing their deer for CWD. Test results help the Wisconsin DNR track CWD across the state. Submitting a test is quick, free, and can be done by any of our CWD sampling sites throughout the state. To find a sampling site near you, visit dnr.wi.gov and search CWD sampling.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Highs around 28 today. Under cloudy skies with snow likely. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows around 10. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 18. Cloudy skies expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 22. 33 Wednesday. Another look at the short range. High of 28 today. Lows level off around 10 above tonight. We should top off around 18 tomorrow. About an inch of snow today with another dusting Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The all-new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo is coming to Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through the 10th. And for advanced tickets and a sneak peek at the expo, you can visit icefishexpo.com. But joining us now to give us an in-depth look at what this new show entails is Dan Durbin. He and his partner Jeff Bast run the popular Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison. I'm sure many of you have been to that. And now they're launching this new expo aimed at ice fishermen. Dan, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. We're doing it again. Can you believe that?
Yes, you're launching another. Well, you guys are so successful at everything you do. It's got to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking at your website, icefishexpo.com, which is an easy name to remember. You've got an exciting expo lined up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really excited as well. I mean, one of the reasons we had this show is because we had a ton of vendors at our other show and consumers that were like, Wisconsin needs their own flagship dedicated vertical ice fishing show. When you got Minnesota with three or four big ones, believe it or not, people will drive all the way out there, you know, from Milwaukee to get there. And it just seemed like a natural fit. We already had a kind of a blueprint on the media and the advertising and stuff, and we're really fired up about it.
Okay, so it's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you've got some top seminar speakers. Tell us a little bit about some of those guys.
Yeah, these are just a lot of guides that are around the area and out of state. Larry Smith, I'm sure you're aware of him.
Oh, yeah.
And Troy Peterson.
Yep.
Tommy Kimos is going to be giving one on not just forward-facing seminar, but 2D as well. And Barrett Trampy, Pat Hamilton, and probably the biggest name we have right now is Tom Boley, who's just an absolute social madman in terms of influencers. He's going to be giving two seminars on walleye fishing through the ice. He is just the hot ticket right now. He's a really knowledgeable guy.
Well, that's good. He's a new name to me, but then I don't follow all the ice fishing circuit folks. I know a lot of the pros, but, you know, as we, and you're getting there too, as you are in this business for 20, 30, or in my case, almost 50 years, the names change a lot. And some of these young guys, they're really hot guns, you know, in their early 20s or 30s for sure, if they stay with it. So that's great that you got some good speakers, and there's things for families too.
Oh gosh, there's a whole kid zone that Ice Junkies are putting on where we'll have our trout pond, of course, but we're having ice hole toss, which is kind of like cornhole. But these bags are labeled, and each one represents a weight.
Okay.
And there's like a mini tournament for them. We'll have six boards going. We have an ice shack setup game where the kids are timed setting up the shacks. See how fast they can get them up. They win a prize. Kids Bingo, which is a really popular event. They'll go to about six different vendors and get their card punched. And at the end of it, they'll get a free Acme spoon and some other goodies. It's probably a $7 or $8 gift bag for the first $2.50 each day. And then, of course, we'll have Santa there on Sunday from 10 to 2, and he'll be giving out prizes as well.
And people don't go to an expo just to eat, but you've got a special treat for folks who are looking for food during the expo, don't you?
Yep, you're not going to find a bunch of Nescos sitting around with hamburgers in their stew. It's we have four food trucks coming, a Euro truck, a gourmet sub truck, and then a conventional brat burger, but they're quarter-pound quality burgers, and then we have a hot and cold coffee truck coming as well.
Nice, and those trucks will be stationed close to the buildings?
Yes, yeah, so they'll be in between. We have two buildings, and we're actually completely full now with both of them. So over 100 vendors representing about 40,000 square feet. To put that in perspective, if you pull up to a Cabela's, picture that, but with just ice stuff.
Oh.
The whole thing was ice.
Oh, my gosh.
It's big. Amongst those food trucks, we're going to have these, they call them wheelhouses or ice houses. I think we have nine of them set up, and they're probably up to 22, 23 feet long, anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000. They're huge in Minnesota. They're just starting to catch on here because you can use them for ice fishing. They're all dialed in with the holes and stuff, but then you can drop them, you know, in deer camp if you want. Take them out, you know, to any state park. And so they're really a four-season thing, but Wisconsin's behind the game a little bit. We're not Minnesota in terms of those, so those are just going to be awesome to walk through, grab something to eat out there, you know, when you're going between the two buildings.
Nice, yeah. My son John and I went up to Lake of the Woods last winter, and we were driving up on a Sunday, and ice houses were coming south and east as we were going north and west. I didn't count them, but there must have been 200 or 300, and every one of them behind, you know, a $50,000-$60,000 truck. And I was telling John, boy, these people have a lot of money to invest in a few weekends of walleye fishing on, you know, Mille Lacs or Lake of the Woods or whatever. But as you say, it's a new thing to Wisconsin folks, and I'm sure there are some people who want to get in on that fun.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's huge. And we actually have a company that'll rent them, so you don't have to invest in the whole thing. Take one out, drop her on Bagel, and give it a week. That's an option, too.
Great. And then you've got an ice house village, or ice shelter village, you're calling it?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're calling that outside area. But inside, we'll also have all the shacks from Clam and Eskimo and the bigger manufacturers and stuff. So we're pretty much, gosh, anything you'd want in a flip-up or hub style, it's going to be there.
And the show hours for folks who are planning ahead?
Yep, the show hours are Friday 1 to 7, Saturday 9 to 7, and Sunday 9 to 4.
And they can buy tickets online or at the door, right?
Yep, it's $10. They're a little server fee if you buy it online. Another thing, too, 12 and under are free, just like our other shows. And at this show, free parking, which is huge. It's almost unheard of these days.
That is huge. And for a guy who's traveling alone, a lot of people carpool to go to one of these things because, you know, it's sometimes $8 or $10 to park, you know, like in Milwaukee now or Madison. So that...
You're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing I just want to point out, I mean, this show, it's sort of the model that we did with our open water show in that you can get all the big brands. We have them all there. You know, Rapala, Normark, you know, Ion, Eskimo, all those guys are there, and they bring in a ton of stuff. But we've got a ton of boutique ice tackle shops and just products that you probably have never even heard of that you can't even find in the store. So that's really unique. I mean, and I think people, especially in Wisconsin, they see some of this stuff and just be amazed.
And, you know, I have said this before, I don't know if I've ever said it to you, but I think ice fishermen are among the most inventive of outdoorsmen, because you're sitting out there for a long time and you're thinking, you know, I could do it better than whatever this gizmo or that gadget is,
right.
You know, and a lot of things have come out of that. That's where the clam ice shelters came from and the drill augers and all, everything like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there for sure, and some of those are the ones that do kind of spawn into the what you see at the show. And you're going to talk to, a lot of times, you're going to talk right to the owner or the person that invented it. So they're going to be able to dial you in and just probably give you an experience that, you know, that we haven't seen here in a while.
Nice. All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much. We hope you have a great turnout, and it's a good weekend. There isn't much of anything else going on that weekend.
You know what? Actually, we got lucky. There's no Packer game that weekend.
Oh, really?
There is no game that weekend, so there's no excuses. Come on out to the Hardwater stuff. But you know what? We will have a Green Bay Packer there on Sunday in the Wisconsin Outdoor News booth. Bill Schrader will be there. He's a good guy. We just actually went muskie fishing a few weeks ago, and he got a nice 40-incher up in Green Bay, and he does our open water show every couple of years as well.
Yep, I've seen him at those shows, and I read your article. It was a great story. It was good to see him. And folks who want to meet a Packers legend, go to the show, and you'll meet Billy Schrader. All right, Dan, thanks so much. We will send a lot of folks to your show. The Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, coming to the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, December 8th through 10. icefishexpo.com.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks so much for your support. I appreciate it.
You bet. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Florence County Forestry and Parks is happy to announce their new online registration system for access to our Lake Emily and West Bass Lake campgrounds, pavilions, boat launch yearly passes, and information on the Kai's Peak Ski Lodge. FlorenceCountyParks.com is the site. It is currently live for you to see how it functions, and you can set up your account sign-in for when you're ready to reserve sites starting on January 1st, 2024. So check out FlorenceCountyParks.com and get ready for 2024.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93SV display, and a lithium battery. All packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
It's the new Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, December 8th through 10th, Sunnyview Expo Center, Oshkosh. Deals on ice gear from giant manufacturers and brands not found in stores. Seminars from Larry Smith, Tom Boley, and many more. Kid Zone, Trout Pond, Santa, and free giveaways all 3 days, plus awesome food trucks. The family will love the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo. Kids 12 and under are free and free parking. Go to icefishexpo.com for info. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Ion, Eskimo Ice Team, Acme, and Wi-Fi.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have winterizing supplies in stock, and if you want, they can even do it for you. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, PROFHearingCare.com.
Well, my boat is now listed on the Cedar Lake Sales website. It's a great deal on a lightly used Crestliner 1750 Fishhawk. And in fact, if you buy it, I'll even autograph it for you if you want it, and I'll go fishing with you, too. We've never done that, Jeff, but what the heck if somebody's crazy enough to buy that boat and say, hey, yeah, come on, Dan, let's go fishing. I'll do it. What the heck?
Have you autographed one before, though?
No, I haven't. I just...
Oh, okay. Like,
who wants an autographed boat? I don't...
I know Joe Bucher. Joe Bucher's done that before. I know he has, because a friend of mine had one that's autographed.
Really? Well, I've had my name on the boat or on the motor in the past, but now they just